deserved a punishment, each breach of rule called for a fine. One day, my brother Mayor was herding livestock out on the pasture with some other shepherd boys. They talked and laughed and played as children do, lost track of time and lost a couple of their sheep. Our father could not take this disregard for duty. He sent the culprit out alone to make amends. He ordered Mayor into the stormy night. The boy obeyed and was thus swallowed by the dark. Again, our mother blamed her husband for her eldest's fate. Their marriage drew an open wound that never healed. We all lived in a house of grief and ire. If Yonah himself suffered too, he never said so. He went about his daily tasks unfazed, unblinking. 120 years he lived for truth and justice and died adamant as a righteous man.
fugitive with heart an evil doer. We didn't want to take him in, that like such haunted people are. A cast for ship and men. But Yana paid his fare up front and a good prize at that. He got his stateroom and his berth, got his bags and went to rest, while seamen cast off cables and from deserted wharf the ship of Tarshish glided, the waters though rebelled, they were not there. The wind had
Oh.
And the prophecy was not fulfilled, and he himself no longer a famed prophet, but mocked by many, and his reputation stayed in Jonah, no longer wanted to be messenger of God, and only through divine ordeals he came to terms with his own destiny and fate. Sadly, he never did embrace himself the paradox of grace, that a true prophet sometimes must proclaim great doom and damage, blessed doom and damage in earnest be dispensed. Jonah saved Jerusalem, for this we shall say thanks. Thank you.